Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another Friday Book Club discussion. And this week we are going to be jumping into a new series, and we're moving back into contemporary Christian suspense romance. But before we get there, I have an announcement to share with you. Many of you know that the limited edition covers of Unwavering Faith and Uncharted Trials are now available for pre-orders. We are going to be selling paperback and hardback limited edition covers to help cover publishing costs. It costs anywhere between $8,000 and $10,000 to cover all of the costs associated with publishing a book along with the audiobook. Your purchase of a limited edition cover allows us to continue to independently publish high quality novels. Plus, you get a collector's item in return. Our goal is to sell 100 hardback and 200 paperback copies. This would give us enough to cover the cost to put out the next novel. These limited edition covers will only be available until June 1st. After June 1st, they will go into the vault and will not be coming back out. We ran these for Unwavering Faith, which is the first book in their series. And we brought that one back out for anyone who missed those covers. But as we move on, we will not be bringing covers back out. So now is the time to get in on the ground level and start your collection of the Bounty Brothers series. Because moving forward, we will not bring those covers back out. And here's why. Every time we do a second or third printing of the book, it costs us another ISBN number. So we won't do this again. So this is your last chance to get your hands on book one, Unwavering Faith limited edition cover, and your first and last chance to get your hands on book two, Uncharted Trials of the limited edition cover. And since we are fully independent, you can only find these books at literaryescape.com/shop. You will not find us on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any other bookstore. We are fully independent and sell direct. So you can visit literaryescape.com/campaign to learn more about this book funding campaign. And just in advance, want to thank you for your support. We will have an exciting announcement next week that you are not going to want to miss. But for now, let's jump into our discussion of Never Fall Again by Lynn Blackburn.
Landry Hutton has spent 3 years rebuilding her life behind the secure gates of The Haven, an exclusive resort on the outskirts of Gossamer Falls, North Carolina. After serving as artist in residence, Landry is finally ready to settle in permanently to give her daughter Eliza a safe home in which to grow up. Former Marine Callum Shaw always knew he would someday join his family's construction business in Gossamer Falls. He longs for a family of his own, but has almost given up on that ever happening. The beautiful artist who has hired him to build her new house is funny, gifted, and everything Cal could ever want in a partner, but he vows to keep his distance. He's loved and lost someone like her before. When Landry's pottery is destroyed in a suspicious fire, it becomes clear that Landry and Eliza are in grave danger, but from whom? Cal will have to risk his heart again if he has any hope of protecting them.
Ooh. I loved it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about our two main characters. So we have Landry and Cal. What are your thoughts on them?
Why does everybody always look at me?
Sorry. We're starting with you. You're the oldest.
I think Landry's strong for what she's gone through.
Did you think her background story was kind of like weird?
It was weird. Yeah, I was trying to figure it out because I couldn't figure out if she came from an abusive family or if it was just some tragedy that happened. You know what I'm saying at first? Mm-hmm. So, but
when you learned of her background story, do you ever fear that that would happen to you? I mean, not now, but you know what I mean? I just think if I were single and in the dating world, that would scare me. Like, I don't know that I would ever date again. Should Derek go before me? It just kind of scary because it seems so easy for her to fall.
Because he was like, was his dad a pastor?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he had this whole good boy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, you know, and then she found out how he really was.
Yeah.
And that's scary. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like that in the world.
I know. I've heard it so many times. You're like, well, he seemed like such a great guy. And then we got married and it was.
And you know, it always seems after they get married, they change. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think she was really strong for what she went through and then moving and yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What did you think about it, Tiff?
Yeah, until like she explains the whole story, it was kind of hard to piece together because on some of these books with Lynn Blackburn in the past, they have a pretty tormented past.
Yeah.
Like, so I didn't know, was she like, you know.
Right.
Kidnapped before, like what happened and. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then no one would believe her that, oh, no, you're just not being a good wife.
Right.
You need to be a better wife.
I
was like, yeah, that was.
What?
That was hard to.
Yeah, coming from the church people. Of course they're going to back him because of that. Because
it sounded like they had known him like his whole life.
Yeah.
Where she was the newcomer. So that was her word against theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And it. But, yeah. And he had put on like such a fake persona, I guess you could say, that everyone thought he was so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly
be this monster.
Yeah. And then versus Cal, who comes from this amazing family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then he gets his heart broke. What did you think about that?
That was a sad story. Like his story, I think. I was like, I don't know, when somebody's in the military and somebody does that where they're deported or, you know, when they're leave, it's unbelievable.
I know, when I read it, I was like, she's a terrible woman.
Yeah.
Why?
I was trying to figure out his backstory of how he got hurt. I'm like,
right.
And then when I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Like the Dear John letter.
Yeah.
Right.
But she didn't even do a letter, though.
Right. She just up and left.
She just disappeared. Oh, well, I was actually seeing my ex the whole time we were together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did not like that one.
Yeah. So I loved how he was with Eliza, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's so, so good with her. And what did you think about his dog?
I love that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing that, hey, this person needs some comfort.
Yeah, she's always knows who to go to.
Yeah.
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 The dog always steals the show.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes.
I can't think of her name now.
Maisie.
Maisie. That's right. Mm-hmm. And they talked about her having puppies, but then the rest of the series, we didn't hear.
Yeah, because Eliza was supposed to get one.
Right, but then they get married, so she's already got Maisie.
I know, because at first I didn't think she was pregnant, but I guess she was already pregnant in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you talked about it, but you're right. I don't think they talked about
the puppies.
Everyone's like, you better give Eliza one of Maisie's puppies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was planning on it, but then they got married. So, you never heard about it anymore. She shows up. I mean, Maisie's there throughout the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. But, well, the series is not done yet. We're still waiting for book 3, which isn't going to come out until next March.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. I cannot believe we have to wait that long. But okay. Now, she goes through all these attacks and stuff. Did you figure out who it was before it was revealed? Or did you have any suspicions?
In the beginning, I didn't know who it would be. I thought it was like her husband's
family.
Mm-hmm. But then she couldn't figure out what that would accomplish from that, you know? So I was like, well, if it's not them, who would it be?
I know, because I didn't think that was at all plausible. Every time she kept thinking, well, it could be ex-in-laws, I guess.
Yeah.
I just thought there wasn't enough motive there, and there was no way that doing these things that they would get. But that one attack on the playground?
Yeah, that one scared. That one I was, and then you found out that the other little girl was adopted. So I was like, so is it like her adopted family trying to come and get her? Or was it Eliza's like birth grandparents trying to get them, and they were going to get them switched? You know, that's what I was worried about, the playground one. Like they were going to switch them.
Right.
And I'm like, oh dear, what's good? Because that was the scariest part for me.
It was creepy to me.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, he had a mask on and he had a gun and he asked our names were. And
yeah, when kids are involved, that's just too much for me. Like,
And what do you think about the mask thing?
That was creepy too.
The mask that made it look like he was Cal.
But when they describe him earlier in the book, he's so small, and I feel like Cal is the bigger guy.
Yeah,
so
he's
then
brawny.
I feel like more people would have noticed despite the mask.
He was sitting in the truck.
Yeah.
He was sitting in Cal's truck.
But like when
I don't want to
give too much away, but like
I know.
That Mo would have noticed when he saw them leaving their house. Yeah. I feel like he would have noticed the stature of him a little more.
Yeah, because this guy seems really tiny.
Correct. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Did he? I guess I didn't pay attention to
that. I mean, I would think you would know the difference between your brother and some stranger.
Yeah.
Especially the build.
Yeah, cause the way they said there was the hole in the back of the art studio, like a small statue.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I was like,
that secret door or opening?
Yeah.
Wow, that is weird. Like, she didn't even know it was there.
Mm-hmm. That was, because when they're like, well, and she, remember how she was snarky? All I see is my.
Right.
What was it? Her kilns, maybe, or something?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, you're crazy. I loved, too, how cute Cal and Landry were when they started to date. And she would go check at the construction site, you know, and he would come down. And but they were trying not to be obvious, you know, but everyone's like,
Like, everybody knew it before they did.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like just the way the interactions were.
Yeah, they kept telling Cal, go take care of your women. They're not mine. What did you think about the family, like, well, Cal's family and how close they were and the way they just like, take everybody in?
I think that's so awesome, you know? I like the when they're sitting around the bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so I like how Cal, Mo, and Meredith have those little tiny houses.
Yeah, right next to each other.
And then they have this bonfire. I'm like, I want a little tiny house like that.
Right.
Do you? I mean, it doesn't matter if all six of us had a little tiny house.
No, no. Well, I mean, well, maybe not next to each other, but you know.
See, we might drive each other.
Yeah. Next.
Maybe as a vacation spot on a piece of land. And just say,
you can go as you and go as you please.
Yeah.
But I like.
Yeah, they're a little tighter than we are.
Right.
Yeah. But I like Granny Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. She does not take anything.
No. And I loved Minnie, their daughter that is handicapped, mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
That they all take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was
she would
sweet.
Be Cal's aunt,
mm-hmm.
Cal and Meredith and Mo, their aunt. And the way, like, remember he picked her up and said, okay, now we're going to go pick up Eliza from school. And, or no, not Eliza, Abby, his niece.
Oh.
Right, because then Landry was in the pickup line behind
him
and came and met Minnie. I just love how the family takes care of her. And she is so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's hilarious. I loved her in book two.
You know, and don't they have one sister that isn't around, I think.
Yeah.
That'll have
ran
to come
off,
out more.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably going to be down the line.
I think maybe book three might wrap that one up or something. Because Mo knows where she's at.
And she has two kids, right?
I think.
I think she had two boys.
And he's reached out to her and said, family's still here, but she hasn't come back. But I thought it was wrapped up with something going on in Neeson County, the county above them.
Boy, that is one county I wouldn't want to live in.
Yeah, and we get into it deeper in book two. Yeah. But,
That was...
And then there's that the rivalry, right? Like, because you have the Shaws, which is Cal's family. You have the Quinns, which is Meredith and Moe's, and they're all cousins. They're actually blood related. And
who?
The Shaws and the Quinns.
Yes.
Yeah, because have the Cal's Pierces. Mom is a Quinn.
Yeah, right. Cal's mom was a Quinn. That's right. And then you have the Pierces.
Yes.
Who are not related, but they all used to be really, like, the families used to be really close. Yeah. And then the Pierces wanted to open up the Haven and, you know, bring people in, which they already do. And then there was a split, but then there's a big split, and the Pierces sound really messed up.
Yeah.
Like, there's maybe a small group of them that are normal that could probably still be friends with the Quinns and the Shaws again, but then there's that other section that's kind of...
Yeah.
Weird. And Bron, I'm not going to say this right. Bronwyn?
Bronwyn is how I said it.
Okay. Yeah. She's a Pierce. And I cannot wait for book three because I really want to know what is going on with her and Mo.
And it's hard to keep them straight because they're like, well, we kind of grew up as cousins or we're more like brother and sister. But she's not really related to them.
Right.
So when I heard the thing about her and Mo, I was like, oh my gosh, they're cousins. And then I was like,
no, they're not.
But no. Melissa did the same thing, right? Because I was like.
At first, but then, you know, she puts a family tree at the front.
Yeah. So and then I was like, no, she's a Pierce. He's a Quinn. But when they all are like, yeah, we grew up together, like brother and sister, it gets kind of confusing because there's a big family tree in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just take you in. They just take everybody in.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
What about. When his aunts were like, oh, she'd be great for Cal if not for her daughter. She overheard that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she was like confronting him about it. I mean, what did you think about all that?
I was like, good for her for sticking up for herself. Yeah. But still, it was like, I don't know. It was
and then he's like, my aunts are always meddling.
Right.
Like, he was like, I don't really feel like that. Like, she thought maybe he... You know,
didn't like her daughter because of her race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's so far from the truth.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought that was a little intro. I was not expecting that, that part. But anyways, I love that they got together in the end. Was there anything else in the book that you wanted to talk about?
Or the kidnapping and Mo when they buried him alive.
They didn't bury Mo alive.
Not Mo. Callum.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him. That was.
It was a little freaky. Yeah.
Did that freak you out?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, can you, like, if they hadn't reached, you know, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And just, I think at the end, not to give any, I always hate giving stuff away, but just to how long that guy had been planning it, it was kind of freaky to me, like, how, like, intense and. Like psychotic,
and yeah, you know,
I don't know a better word. Like, it's just crazy the way it,
I didn't suspect him at first.
I started to,
I was like, man, these guys seem like he always came to her classes, but he brought, I guess,
don't give too much away,
don't give too
much. Okay. But what I'm saying is the way he was, I wasn't suspecting it was anybody like that,
but. But the hole in the wall thing.
Yeah, started to realize it.
I'm like, I started to realize. He's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, whatever.
The whereabouts. The tax more towards the beginning. I was not suspecting him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, until kind of some things later on.
I was like, kind of expect maybe the other one. Because there was one that I felt like hit on her during classes or something.
Well, I think they were drinking in class too, right?
Probably. I mean, it's a retreat for fancy pants people.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do our levels then. How would you rate the romance level?
It's espresso mocha latte, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you were going to say it's all three. And I'm like, no, it can't be all three.
I would say mocha.
I would say espresso to mocha.
Yeah, I was debating espresso to mocha.
Because remember, they were trying not to like be forward with it right. because of Eliza until later.
And they were fighting it so long, you know. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm just like, get together already. Give me the kisses. And Jessica's like, no.
Yeah. What about the mystery level?
I'm going to say a latte.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are trying to figure out who's doing all these attacks.
I would say mocha to latte. Yeah. You know?
The ending is what gets me a latte because I'm like, whoa.
Okay, but would that be your suspense rating?
See, suspense, I would say latte.
I'd say still both. I go with both.
Both of them being latte. Both mystery and suspense latte.
Yeah. Her books in general, to me, are a latte.
In
but
that
this
category.
One was pretty good.
These really pushed Tiff in her, yeah. in her
These
reading.
Are. This one is not as bad as the next one or the ones we read before, like the dive.
The dive team investigators.
Yeah. Where you automatically have a body like floating up. I'm like, this was a little bit more. Like,
when she
there were no bodies.
Yes, suspenseful.
When she picked up cornered, she's like, am I going to be scared? I'm like, no, you should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Tiff, but it's thanks okay. for reading them. You're right. We have her next one's Defend and Protect.
Yeah.
And I need to go back and reread them, but they're good. I can't remember if there's bodies in those. Sorry.
We'll pre-read them early and then we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Because that's the month that has two different series because she'll like the Karen Whitmire.
Yeah.
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 Is that July?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I've already started that one.
Yeah. Okay, we got off track there a little bit. Sorry. Okay. So we did the romance, the mystery, the suspense, the drama level.
I feel like there's a lot of drama with family, with. Trying to figure this out.
Mocha to latte.
I'd probably go mocha.
Yeah.
But you're right. There is
a lot of family dynamics.
I think throughout the whole series, I think you're right. It's the family dynamics that do it. What about the inspirational level?
Espresso?
Yeah. So espresso.
I mean, it was in there, but it wasn't like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would agree. Espresso would work. What is your overall lasso rating of Never Fall Again?
Well, I'll go first because everybody always looks at me.
Sorry for looking at you.
I would say three.
Three lassos?
Three lassos, yeah. Okay.
I'll do three too because it's
a quick read.
Quick read. I didn't put it down until I finished it. But
I would say three, but I did enjoy the book two. Well, I enjoyed the novella in book two probably a little bit more than that one, but it was still good. Mm-hmm. Still enjoyed it. All right, so that's it for Never Fall Again. And next week we have Break My Fall, which is book two. No. We have Downfall, which is the novella between book one and book two.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.